monster! You killed my Puddin'! You killed him! How could you? Don't struggle, B-Man. It won't help you. Do you even remember what happened? I set a trap for you. And you fell for it. Of course you did. You just have to try and save everybody, don't you? Well, why couldn't you have saved him? Why did you have to let him die? Why? Well, you're mine now, Bats. I caught ya, and I've got you right where I want you. You're all tied up. Don't try to speak either. I know you don't talk much, but I don't want you to try and talk me out of this. This is my master plan, B-Man. One that would make Mr. J proud of me. He was brilliant, you know? He was crazy. But aren't we all? In fact, sometimes I think you're even crazier than him, B-Man. I mean, who wanders around at night dressed like a giant bat? Ooh, that reminds me of a great joke he used to tell. How does a crazy person travel through Gotham Park? They take the psychopath. Anyway, he could never kill you. No, no, no. You were too important to him. He always talked about it, but I don't think he ever could pull the trigger. Sometimes I think he cared more about you than he cared about me. I loved him, you know? I fell in love with him the very first time I saw him at the asylum. It took me 3 months to convince them to let me treat him, but when I did, oh, he made me feel like I was the only thing in the world that mattered. I loved him for that. I gave up my life for that. And now he's gone. But he wasn't the only one who meant a lot to me.
I'd just like to say, if there were no Batman, there would have been no Joker. And I never would have met my Puddin'.
Thank you, Batman. I know how important you were to Mr. J, and I just want to show you how much you mean to me, too. By now, you might be feeling a little chill. When I tied you up, I took off your suit. Don't worry, silly. I left the mask. I don't care who you are. That's not why you're here. I thought about killing you. But where's the fun in that? All we need to be happy is a smile, right? That's why Mr. J never had a dull moment. He was always smiling. My Puddin' had the time of his life while you were alive. And now, I'm going to give you the time of your life, too. The doctor will see you now.
You look a lot different without your suit on. A lot more fragile. Look at all of those scars. I don't think I've ever seen so many on one person. How many of them did he give you?
He gave me a few, too. Mostly emotional scars, though. He liked to keep me pretty.
What use was I to him if I wasn't pretty? If I wasn't smiling? The boss always liked me to wear a smile to work. Let me touch them. Do they hurt? Do you need the doctor to kiss them better? Let's start with your neck. Look how far down these go. Oh, you poor thing.
How
How do you cope with all of this pain? How do you sleep at night when you think of the things he's done to you, that he's done to Gotham? But don't worry, he can't hurt you anymore. He can't hurt either of us anymore. And the good doctor knows just what to prescribe for this sort of situation. Look how big you are, Dark Knight. I can see you're excited at what I've got planned for you. It's a shame you can't do anything about it while your hands are all tied up. Would you like some help? Here, let me touch you. I'll be soft and gentle, don't worry. I'll take it in my hands and just stroke it gently. Up and down. Let all those worries and cares wash away with each stroke. Up and down. It's just me and you here, Batman. And all I want for you is to be happy. Let down your facade and just open up to me. Focus on the way that you feel with my hands around you as I move up and down. You want to open up to me, don't you? To let me peek inside and see what makes you tick. Oh, it feels so good in my hands. Does it feel good for you too, Batman? Surely even the big, bad, Dark Knight is allowed a little bit of relief every now and then. It's good for you, you know. You think I'm obsessed with the Joker, but my obsession is nothing compared to yours. We're very similar in that respect. You know, I'm not crazy. No crazier than you, at least. You were a lot like him. You were both driven by something. You both saw something fatally wrong in the world that needed fixing. You must have. Why else would you keep going? Let me keep stroking that cock for you, Batman. And you can tell me what drove you to this madness. Boring!
Where's the fun in that? I hate it when she gets out of her cage and just spouts nonsense. Let's pick up the pace, B-Man. You like to live on the edge, don't you? Of course you do. Why else would you dress up like a bat and fly around Gotham? I guess you could be a vampire. Nah. I think you're just like me, Bats. You love the rush, the feeling you get when you do something a little dangerous. A man like that, a man like you, would want to be worked like this. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Now, how does that feel? Do you like the way I play with your dick? Are you close to finishing? Well, I hope not, because I'm not quite done yet. Let me stop stroking for a minute. Don't pout at me. All in good time, Batsy. Harley doesn't disappoint. We're getting closer to the finale. I bet you're getting sick of me talking by now, though, huh? Mr. J used to get sick of me talking, too. I learned when to be quiet. I think I could shut up for you, too, Bats. Put my mouth to better use. Oh, your cock is quivering for me, B-Man. It's already dripping. Want me to clean you up? Let me run my tongue up your shaft and make you nice and tidy. Can't have you looking messier than me, right? You taste so good, Bats. I expected you to taste bitter, but you're surprisingly sweet.
Oh, Batman. This is not usually how I would conduct an assessment, but desperate times call for desperate measures. It's just so hard to concentrate with you like this.
I'm almost shaking with anticipation.
I know you're used to being in control and taking charge of things, but I want you to surrender yourself to me fully right now. Let me just take off this silly corset so that you can get a good look at me. I want those moody eyes to linger on my body and just take it all in. I'm not wearing a bra. Watch as my slender fingers softly stroke my tender nipples. I bet you want these fingers on your body again, don't you? But we've been there and tried that. Your real prize lies downstairs as I slip off my skirt. Gaze your eyes on my panties. Oh, they are soaked at just the thought of you. You've not said a word, but I've learned so much about you tonight. Intimate knowledge of the Dark Knight himself. It's a psychiatrist's dream. Oh, you're making me so flustered. I just want you inside me. You want it too, don't you? I can see you nodding your head. If you could speak, you'd be begging me by now, wouldn't you? Let me just slip off these panties. And then you can have your way with me. You deserve it. Oh, I can feel your knees trembling, Batman. Don't tell me that the infamous Batman is scared of little old Harleen Quinzel. There's nothing to be frightened about. I'll go slow. Ease you in and ride you gently. Can you feel how wet I am for you? You like that, don't you? Let me just ease myself on. That feels so good. Let me just sit here for a moment and take it all in. Thank you for this, Batman. Thank you for giving yourself to me. I want you to look me in the eyes as I work your body, as I ride you up and down. Do you like how I feel sliding down on you? How my body feels against yours as I'm gentle? Riding up and down. Oh, I want to see you surrender yourself to my embrace, Batman. Let your guard down and let me in. Oh, you feel at peace with me here, don't you? You can't feel yourself giving into me as I work your thick member up and down. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Don't you want to rev up your Harley? Don't you want to take me for a real ride and see how fast I can go? I'm doing this for you, Bats. For us. Here we go. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Oh, I'm not crazy, remember? I just know you like it. I know you're about ready to burst, B-Man. Oh, I want you to come for me. I want you to come. Come for your naughty little Harley. I can see those eyes widening. Oh, I can hear your breath quickening. Keep going. Oh, don't slow.
Don't stop. Let it all out. Every last drop. You did it, B-Man. Now all we have to do is wait. You might have taken my pudding from me, but hopefully you've given me a baby B-Man of my own to replace him with. And if not, well, then I'll be back tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after, until I get what I want. Aww, you think I made a mess of your cape. Not like you're going to be needing it anyway now. You're not Gotham's Cape Crusader anymore. You're mine!